Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even Democrats, Lee, even Democrats do not trust the Department of Homeland Security and the Secret Service to investigate this. Let me just play this montage. This is incredible. I mean, this is Senator Blumenthal, a Democrat.
Now lawmakers sounding the alarm over the lack of information from DHS and Secretary Mayorkas on the Trump assassination attempts. Even Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal saying this.
I am reaching the point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez sits on the House Homeland Security Committee, and he joins us now. Congressman, good morning to you. So Senator Blumenthal brings up raises a really good question here, and that is, where is DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas been on all of this? If he oversees the Secret Service, shouldn't he be at the forefront of this response, both publicly at press conferences and also privately, as Senator Blumenthal is requesting him to be?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, you bring up a great point. You know, it's pure madness to think that the government has successfully protected President Trump. I mean, it's clearly that hasn't occurred. Sitting on the House Appropriations Committee, one thing that frustrates me is the first question is always, well, Tony, if you only give us more money, we'll do a better job. That's the wrong approach. It needs to be, what are the policies? What are the procedures? And Secretary Mayorkas is the head of DHS. We just had two assassination attempts against a former president of the United States and a current leading candidate. I mean, this is pure. This is out of a movie. I mean, we're the president. We're the United States of America. DHS Secretary Mayorkas has to step up, and he has to get that organization back on track, or he needs to be gone. So, what can you do?
This is ridiculous to play the funding game right now.
Oh,
we're so poor. It's so hard to keep Trump alive. They're laughing at us, okay? They had an 8% raise last year and a 27% raise the year before. Half the people in the Secret Service, as Chris Swacker, former acting director of the FBI, pointed out, are not even protecting candidates. They've become a law enforcement agency, and they take on cases and do things like that. The executive, who is Joe Biden, could redirect, I don't know, take 25%, take 30, take half of them, put them out in the field. No, he won't. So they're going to play no funding or president dies, because that's where we are. But the funny thing is, they don't seem to have any trouble protecting Joe Biden or Jill Biden or Kamala Harris. There's no problems. There's none. There's not even, hey, he got too close to Kamala, or hey, there was a guy with the gun who pointed it at her, or any of that. There are no problems with Kamala. There are no problems with Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, George Bush, Dick Cheney, all the members of good standing of the Uniparty Club, the swamp. It's only Trump. And are we going to really play this game? Because this is a sick game. And Lindsey Graham is playing, and he needs to stop. He needs to stop playing. Stop playing the game. Stop playing the funding game. He's out there helping the Democrats drive. I'm telling you, this is a deadly narrative, okay? Oh, I need to help them get more funding. Why? That justifies. Well, you know, Trump might die. He might. But, you know, it was because he didn't have the funding. No, it's not. It's not because Trump didn't have the funding. It's not because they're struggling, because they're not. They're not struggling. Lee, they are keeping diplomats alive. They are keeping foreign dignitaries who come into this country alive. The only person they have trouble keeping alive is Donald J. Trump. And every day, go Google Lindsey Graham right now. He is acting like their lapdog. They're overworked, he said. So sad. Oh, so overworked. Not too overworked to keep Joe Biden alive. That's no problem there. Not too overworked to keep Barack Obama alive. Not too overworked to keep Kamala alive. Now, are they? Go put Lindsey Graham's name in funding for the Secret Service. It is going to outrage you. He is playing the gosh darn gotta get him funding or Trump dies game. Why? That gives them cover. It gives them cover to let a guy lay there by a fence for 12 hours. Once again, who picked him up? He'd still be on the lam right now. He'd be on the run. Who picked him up? Sheriff did. Why? Because a citizen saw something wrong. Once again, citizens can look at this and go, dang, that's wrong. Wow, that looks bad. And turns in his license plate, calls police. They got him. He'd still be out there, and the Secret Service would be stonewalling, and Department of Homeland Security would be pretending they didn't know who the heck this guy was. He'd be on the run. And Lindsey Graham would go, oh, funding. Joe Biden today, right now, can take those agents, the 50%, and pull them and put them in the field. Put them through training. I don't care. This is a deadly game we are playing. And Lindsey Graham is playing. He's playing the game. They're overworked. What a crock, sir. You're smarter than this. You might be a bad man, but you're not dumb. Stop letting them use you like this. Overworked my rear end. They're not too overworked to protect Kamala Harris. We don't have these problems. They are laughing at us is what they are doing, sir. And when Richard Blumenthal can see it. I'm sorry, I'm about to lose my mind.
Oh, I just hope Blumenthal is echoing the sentiments that he appears to be.
No, he's covering is what he's doing. Well, because remember where we started this whole thing, okay? This story doesn't start on Sunday with the second Trump assassination. We got to go back, and this didn't get enough attention because of the second Trump assassination, everything in the media. Go back to Friday. Senator Blumenthal, okay, is a swamp creature. He is. He is the swampiest of deep state or swamp creatures. He's going to protect the deep state. And everybody knows these two groups of whistleblowers about to come out and make the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Department of Homeland Security look really bad. So he tries to pre-inoculate it last week. Remember saying once Americans get all the details on the Butler assassination, they're going to be appalled, astonished, and horrified. Okay, this was Friday. This is Blumenthal on Friday.
Astonished and appalled by.
Sorry, he randomly pulls a reporter in the Senate hallway, and he starts talking and saying this.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled?
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or it should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
Shocked, appalled, horrified when they get the truth about Butler. So he's inoculating the sheeple. He's getting them ready to be shocked at what these agencies have done. These agencies we're told are so awesome and amazing. So we need to stop playing the fun and game. This is a silly game. It's a deadly game. I'm sorry. I have had it with this.
Yeah,
you want to know? You want to get the bottom of this? Let's go do it. Go pull John Solomon's report. You know, the one with images of the special Homeland Security visa category that the FBI allowed the wannabe Iranian assassin to enter this country in April. Pull it. Ask the question, Lindsay. You've seen it. It was in the John Solomon's Just the News. You know. Why did the FBI let an Iranian assassin who's on a terror watch list into this country on a special visa category? Why? And then arrest him? Oh, we got him. Yeah, right around the Butler rally. Yay, us. And not tell American people for a month. Why? Because then you start asking questions. How did he get in here? Oh, FBI let him in. Met him at the airport. Shook his hand. Let him go. Why does the FBI let a wannabe Iranian assassin, and he's not a shooter, okay? He's the second one they've sent. He's a Pakistani who was recruiting. They let him go. They let him overstay his visa. They didn't pick him up till right around Butler. You answer that question, and now we got something. Funding for the Secret Service is not going to change any of this when the FBI is letting assassin terrorist recruiters into this country, okay? We need to start there because Trump isn't going to make it alive to the election. He's not. And Lindsey Graham pretending this is about funding? You're protecting them, sir. Get out of the way. Look, if you can't do anything helpful, get out of the way. Because this man is going to get killed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oopsie. Democrat Secretary of State Arizona Adrian Fuentes says the state accidentally marked 97,000 voters who did not provide proof of citizenship as having done so. They're on the rolls. In Arizona, voters, as we know, who have not provided proof of citizenship go on their own special criminal voting list. The Supreme Court has agreed to allow Republicans to challenge that list, but not till after the election. So in this election, illegal immigrants will vote in Arizona, key swing state. I think it's, I wonder if it's why it's not one of the ones that the Trump folks are really putting a push up in terms of commercials. It's unbelievable. Special voting roll for illegal immigrants and non-citizens for whom it is a felony to vote and to register, yet they're registered anyway. Supreme Court agrees it was a mistake. Oopsie. But they've been put on the rolls and we can't take that away from them. Right? It's just too close to the election. Never mind, in just a couple of hours, we could run the voter rolls in Arizona against the Social Security database. If we wanted to, we could do it. We could do it. But Joe Biden refuses to allow Arizona and any other state to use those databases to run their rolls against. Voter registration rolls used to be run against those databases all the time. Joe won't let him do it. They're going to steal Arizona. I'm just bottom line it for you. They're going to try anyway to steal Arizona. Now, I think we can win without it. I don't want you to get down about it. Obviously, Trump is focusing on Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina as the way to win. But this is what they're willing to do. Unbelievable day yesterday. We've never seen this before. We've never seen, no, we've seen states and the feds fight over jurisdictions on hot cases, okay? But that's because state wants the glory and the feds want the glory of what? Solving the case. Catching the serial killer. Catching the murderer. You know, we've seen this before. Turf battles, right? You watch true crime documentaries, you've seen them. This is different. This is Ron DeSantis and Ashley Moody, who is the Attorney General of Florida, coming out and saying, you can't trust the feds to investigate an assassination attempt. You can't. Because they will disappear the evidence and Congress will never hear it again. Why? Why would you do that? Because they're protecting something. Something they don't want you to know about the shooting, about the assassination that they know and that they don't want you to know. And that is damn scary, coming from the people who are trying to put Trump in prison. And that's not me. No, that's Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal telling us on Friday, when you find all the details that they are hiding about the Butler assassination, the first one, the American people will be shocked and appalled. He's warning you. Why? Because he can't stop it from coming out. It's coming out any day now. And that's why this liberal Democrat senator warned us. He's covering for them. So when you have Ron DeSantis saying this,
the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder. In my judgment, it's not in the best interest of our state or our nation to have the same federal agencies that are seeking to prosecute Donald Trump leading this investigation, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state law, but not federal law. In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be.
And he's right. The first assassination was in July. It's September. We don't even know who worked the Butler rally. We're not allowed to know. The FBI director lied under oath before Congress. The FBI, as the UK Daily Mail pointed out, was forced to change its timeline twice because they were lying. They were lying. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe lied to Congress as well, as pointed out by the UK Daily Mail, where we go to find out what's going on in this country. You can't trust them. They will come in, they will confiscate the evidence, and they will lie to you. And the only way to find out what happened in this Trump assassination will be whistleblowers who will have to risk their careers to come forward. That is not an investigatory model that works. It's not. Ashley Moody understands. She's the Attorney General of Florida.
But the folks need to remember that the person overseeing DOJ and FBI, the investigating agency, is the President of the United States, Biden, and Kamala Harris. And I think the country needs right now an understanding, a belief, a trust that this is going to be looked at closely and that those that are leading it will provide accountability and transparency to the people. We are a government of the people, after all. And President Biden, look, this is the same man that days before the first assassination attempt said that Trump needed to be put in a bullseye. And then a mere 39 days after that first attempt, he stood up at the DNC conference and said the threat is still very much alive. And then 25 days later, we saw a second attempt. Now, that is the man overseeing the investigating agency, the FBI, and the DOJ, which would be the prosecutors. And again, remember, these are the same prosecutors, the same jurisdiction that is trying to put Trump away for the rest of his life. In that same jurisdiction. So for the good of the country, it's important that folks know that Florida is going to look at Florida charges. We're going to look at the evidence because, of course, this is a Floridian. Donald Trump is a Floridian, and there was an assassination attempt on his life in Florida. So at best, you're seeing from this government and President Biden weak, ineffectual, inept leadership. Of course, when he was asked about this, how this could happen again, his response is, I don't know, Secret Service needs more resources. Congress should give it to them. That's
OK. What nobody's pointing out, he is the executive. Joe Biden's the executive. OK, meaning right now he can move over 50% of the agents in the Secret Service are just working criminal cases. They're not doing protection. He could just move them over today if he wanted to. And he says, I'm not going to. What he's saying here is, I'm not going to provide more protection for Trump. Sorry. Give me more money. You know what's weird, though? That same agency, the Secret Service, protects him. Look, you think he'd be worried, wouldn't you? He's not, though. Not at all. Not at all. Hey, should we be doing something? Well, not till I get more money. Well, sir, you could. This is what they won't point out. Sir, you could do something this morning if you wanted to make sure Trump is better protected. You could, if we don't have enough agents, instead of saying funding, we'll just move him over. We'll put him through the training. Start right now. He won't. Media's not pointing that out to you. Why? Because Joe Biden is perfectly fine with Trump being unprotected. Starting to look like the plan. Folks, remember the Secret Service countersniper? Remember the Secret Service countersniper turned whistleblower? Who wrote that email, sent it out to most of the Secret Service, warning of an assassination attempt that would be coming every 30 days, on average, if the top five leaders of the Secret Service were not removed. And he wrote one down because Kimberly Cheadle had just resigned. The next assassination in 30 days. We got more than 30 days before the election. We're up to two right now. And we're playing games. We're playing silly, silly games. Here's one of the games we're playing. This hasn't gotten a lot of attention. It's just such a busy news week. But we need to sit on this for a minute. This is Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe lying his rear end off, as he often does when Trump is almost killed, including under oath at a felony level. Why? Because he's lied to Congress. He's been caught lying to Congress a couple of times. He said funding wasn't denied. He said extra protection wasn't denied to Donald Trump under oath when he was specifically asked if he was asked for it. And we find out from more whistleblowers, actually, he was asked for it. He didn't put it in writing, but he told them no. No, do not ask for extra protection for specifically for the Butler rally. Do not ask for it in writing. There's a form for it. He lied to Congress. He's a felony level perjurer. He needs to be on trial himself, not running this agency. But here he is lying again yesterday to the media. Actually, it's 2 days ago now. And I want to play it for you and explain it because it's appalling. He's asked, hey, you know, that would-be assassin sat there for 12 hours outside that fence. His cell phone didn't move. Nobody encountered him. Ronald Rowe explains, well, here's why we didn't secure the perimeter. He calls it posting.
How many times did your agents go around the perimeter and scope out the golf course during the 12 hours that this guy was holed up in the shrubbery?
So this was an off-the-record movement. It wasn't a site that was on his scheduled. It wasn't part of his schedule. So there was no posting up of it because he wasn't supposed to have gone there in the first place.
Okay, that's called an impromptu movement. He's not wrong that that is the policy of the Secret Service, has been for a long time. Fox News had several former Secret Service, including Trump's own, on to explain. For instance, suppose the president decides to stop the car and he's going to run into a restaurant he sees on the side of the road and they run in, right? The theory is, we didn't even know he was going to do this. There's no way a shooter could, so we are not going to take the time to secure the perimeter. And that's typical. That's been done with other people too, other people they protect. Okay? That's for a hotel, a restaurant, on the side of the road where Trump's never been. But as Senator Josh Hawley explained,
I mean, Donald Trump plays golf frequently. He has been to this course frequently. It adjoins his residence. It's not as if they parachuted him in somewhere where they'd never been before. Clearly, the shooter, the would-be assassin, thought he might well be there, and he was able to camp out for 12 hours and have nobody come up to him. I have to tell you, Bill, this is a lot like Crooks, the other assassin back in Butler, who was able to get on that roof, able to take a line of sight and ultimately take shots, and nobody did anything until he started shooting the president. I mean, really, this is totally unacceptable.
This is Trump's home. You're hearing the Secret Service director lie to justify not securing Trump's home. This was not a classic impromptu event, not even close. And worse yet, that spot is a typical gathering spot for the media when they're covering and, you know, getting photos of Trump playing golf. It's pretty well known. Not secured at all for 12 hours. So what does this mean when Ron Rowe is not only out there lying? What he's basically saying is, we're not securing his home. Sorry. He's not a member in good standing of the Uniparty. And if he dies, oh well. That's where we are. That's why he's lying. Well, it was an impromptu event. At his home? At his home. What you're supposed to secure. In other words, what he's saying is we're not going to secure it. We're not doing it. And again, Lindsey Graham out there demanding more funding, saying these agents are overworked. That excuses this and sets up the next one that we know is coming. Because a counter-sniper whistleblower within the Secret Service has told us this in writing. It's coming. As long as Ronald Rowe is the head of that agency and the four others are still there, this will happen every 30 days. And he was right. And it is a little longer than 30 days, but still. And for Lindsey Graham and some of these Republicans to pretend this is a funding issue lets them off the hook to have it happen again. For Lindsey Graham to go out there and excuse this, well, they're overworked. I'm sorry, they had a 27% raise 2 years ago and 8% raise this past year. 50% of them aren't even in the field. Joe Biden this morning should sign an executive order. If he wanted the Trump to live, but he doesn't, clearly, or he'd do it. Signing an executive order mandating, I'm going to take, you know, 1,500 agents, 2,000 agents, off of whatever games they're playing, and I'm going to put them in the field. Training starts right now. Pull them. But Biden won't do that. He wants to play the funding game. Why? To keep Trump unprotected and give himself coverage. And Lindsey Graham is providing that coverage right now. They're overworked. We need more funding. More funding, oh no. Again, if assassins were getting close to members of the Uniparty in good standing, Bush, Kamala Harris, Cheney, all these people, Obama, I'd say, yeah, you know, we need to take a look at this. This is incompetence. That's not happening. This isn't incompetence. This is deliberate. It's deliberate. And when you have Democrat Senator Blumenthal all but saying that, not because he wants to, but because really damaging information is about to come out and he's preparing his sheeple for it, it's going to happen again. Lindsey Graham needs to stop providing cover. So does Mike Johnson. How hard is it for the Republican leaders to demand the resignation of Ronald Rowe? If nothing else, for lying to them under oath, demand the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security. And how bizarre is it that you're not seeing them demand these resignations? Think about that. I mean, Tim Scott's on national TV praying for the country. Awesome. Love to see somebody pray. But then follow that up with, we need resignations. Folks, if Trump was the president and it was Democrats that were getting almost assassinated every 45 days, folks, they would have demanded the resignation a long time ago and be accusing Donald Trump of cold-blooded murder. And they'd be right. They'd be right. And at this point, if they didn't get the resignations, they'd be burning down buildings. You know they would. And Lindsey Graham wants to pretend this is a funding issue? A funding issue. Hacksaw Dog, a poster to my Rumble channel, nails it, this whole thing about P. Diddy. So Oprah's pal, P. Diddy, arrested for child sex trafficking, just like Epstein. We will never know who the child rapists are. All of Pedo Wood. Oh, yeah. This thing is going to parallel Epstein. Just the strangeness of it. And a lot of these victims saying, hey, you know, did he abuse me? Yes, but he was grooming them for others, too. Why would you do that? Allegedly. You have to throw that in there for legal purposes. Why would you do that? He's a rich man. You need to make money that way. Unless you want to get the goods on everyone in Hollywood. Why would you do that? Questions that'll never be answered. For whatever reason, at this time, they saw the need to bring him in and shut him down. Wonder why. Again, when you have a celebrity of this caliber, you take the time to groom young women, not for yourself, but for others. For what purpose? That's the question. And we're going to get another one of these bizarre cases where, for everyone else, even possessing child porn is a crime. That's what's so incredible. Do you watch your local news? Somebody get busted for it. Some gym teacher. Some guy. Soccer coach, I don't know. Every other month. Just for having pictures. Which is terrible. You should go to prison for that. You're furthering the abuse. But yet, incredibly, people who took advantage of Epstein's girls are still walking around. And as Marsha Blackburn, the senator pointed out, the FBI is protecting them. They have their identities. When Blackburn attempted to subpoena that information from the FBI, remember, she was blocked by Dick Durbin in the Senate. Pedophiles protected at the highest levels. You're going to see that again. You're going to see it again. It's going to happen again. Hacksaw Dog's right. For the right people, having relations with children is okay. The right people, not your typical offender that you'd see here in the upstate. And again, it's always some guy. What did we just have not too long ago? We had a sports guy, right? Here in South Carolina, got caught with the porn on his computer. These people made that kind of abuse material. They will walk free. We won't even know their names. They may get a couple of them. They're not going to get the main ones. It's going to be Epstein all over again. Why? I don't know. For certain people, those laws don't apply. And we are seeing that more and more and more in our society. And Epstein is a perfect example. And so is P. Diddy. Hacksaw Dog is right. We will never know who the child rapists are, all of Pedo Wood. And for whatever reason, Diddy has fallen afoul of the powers that be. And that's why he doesn't get to do this anymore. Maybe it's just that so much of his work has leaked out into the public sphere with these statements by witnesses, these statements by victims, and all of that stuff. So we'll see.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.